It's a shame to see that the office is closed. It's almost like a signal from the government, because we're aware, obviously, at this stage that there's no negotiations ongoing to resolve this dispute. I'm here today to support these workers for the very valid concerns that they have raised about pension parity and other entitlements as well that teachers and SNAs enjoy, but also the caretakers and secretaries enjoy in ETB schools as well. So I think it's really, really important that we support the workers here today and throughout their industrial action until a resolution, a satisfactory resolution, is agreed to with the government.
And I was speaking to a few secretaries there, and I suppose the recurring theme is that they feel really guilty that they're not there and that they've missed the junior infant's first day of school. And then another sentiment is that a lot of the ladies here have been in their job now for over 20 years, and throughout their career have seen their colleagues get sick, and they know that if it's them that have to take a year out, that they don't have the same support.
Yeah, look, I think that the fact that people are feeling guilty about taking industrial action speaks to how committed these workers are to their schools and to the school communities. Nobody wants to miss those special occasions of new students coming into the school, new families being introduced to the school community. It speaks to their commitment, and it shows why we should be standing beside them and supporting them. When you talk there about sickness benefit, I think that it's one of the most shocking things about all of this. We've heard stories from both secretaries and caretakers about, you know, having to rely solely on social welfare while their colleagues have full sickness benefit in place. And that's just one of the many reasons that this is just such an unjust situation that they find themselves in. And it underlines the importance of supporting them in their industrial action. And I know that teachers, SNAs and the school communities at large are behind the secretaries and caretakers, and that will continue until necessary.